Very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Monday, November 13th, 2017. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stove.
And tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about remarks by General Constantino Chiwenga about the State of the Nation.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-13860 and 15460 kilohertz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com. www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
Once again, thanks for joining us. We would want to welcome our Facebook Live viewers. Thank you so much for joining us. And of course, tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are going to talk about shock remarks by Zimbabwe's Army General Constantino Chiwenga about what he alleges to be instability in the country caused by the infighting in ZANU-PF.
Addressing journalists at KG6 Barracks in Harare today, General Chiwenga called for an immediate end to purges against former Liberation War veterans in ZANU-PF after Emmerson Mnangagwa was, in a shock move, stripped of his vice president's post. ZANU-PF is deeply divided over who will eventually succeed 93-year-old President Robert Mugabe, with one faction known as Generation 40 or G40 rallying behind Mr. Mugabe's wife, and another that rooted for expelled Mnangagwa.
General Chiwenga did not state what action the military would take, but said the defense forces, and I quote, strongly urge the party to stop the reckless utterances by politicians from the ruling party denigrating the military, which is causing alarm and despondency within the rank and file. The First Lady, Grace Mugabe, has previously criticized General Chiwenga for allegedly using Mr. Mugabe's name to handpick war veterans leader Chris Muchangwa, seen by analysts as an ally of Mnangagwa. Mr. Mugabe has previously warned military commanders from interfering in ZANU-PF succession politics.
If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. Don't forget to follow us on live on Facebook pages VOA Ndebele, VOA Studio 7, and VOA Shona. We're live streaming there.
Hongu hamawadiwa nasi tila utitinge chitaura chinzi kwa pfungwa zenyu pamashoko atawurwa na General Chiwenga kuti munyika munenge maberekera ingwe nenyaya yekunetsana kunotyisa kuri muZANU-PF vataurawo kuti kwemakore mashanu hapana chaitwa nekuti vanhu pane kugadzirisa nyaya dzezveupfumi inenge ingori bata murefu bata mupfupi uye vakatiwo mubato umumapindwa napongwe nekudaro vanapongwe vese vanofanira kuonekwa kuti vaburiswa mubato vakati mauto haasi kuzopeta maoko nyika ichienda kumawere kunyange hazvo vasina kutaura kuti vanenge vachiita sei chaizvo nekudaro makasununguka kuti munge muchiti fonera tichitaura mamiriro akaita zvinhu mubato zvichiteverawo kudzingwa kwakaitwa mumwai wamutevedzeri wemutungamiri wenyika vaEmmerson Mnangagwa.
Yehambe zvirukanda valingalitora njani lapa rikona kona ngapo mina lapa njapila ye utave kutwini sibili sesiswili lapa uJenerali Chiwenga uti okwenzakala kubandla leZANU-PF kunganiswa kuphidliza ilizwe njalo kusoba lokuthi kulabantu bakubandla leli abalidla njengopongwe badla phakathi khonaphana sebelibhidlize esibile kumangalisa ibandla leli okwenza ukuthi-ke ilizwe lingani alisasebenzi ngemfanelo. So ke uChiwenga uthi amasotsha angeke akhokhe izandla ayekele lokho kusenzakala. So uthi kulabanye abakhuluma into ezingazwakaliyo wapongwe ukhuluma umuntu engafisa uyaphonga ukuphosa amazwi akhe lokhu lalokhu. So ke uthi hayi bantu akuphele konke khonokho kungazani kafuna kuzwa futhi kuti kuhamba njalo. So ke sifuna kuzwa ngani ukuthi litini kodwa balolu kambe ibuto selifuna ukuhlutshuna yini umbuso kwa Zimbabwe. Njalo ngawuhlutshuna umbuso eZimbabwe kuzathiwani. Asitsho ukuthi kuyahlutshunwa umbuso. Kodwa ke ngenhlonzo ye statement yakhe uChiwenga ngani uya khona apho. Kunjalo mfowethu.
Of course, Gibbs, I think we have remarks from Mr. Chiwenga in his address. Let's just take a listen to what the general said.
What is significant to us and the generality of Zimbabweans is to remember that all these rebellions were defused by the military. But at no point did the military usurp power. We must remind those behind the current treacherous shenanigans that when it comes to matters of protecting our revolution, the military will not hesitate to step in. ZANU-PF's standing political virtues are a product of faithful adherence to the founding values, decorum, discipline, and revolutionary protocol in the ruling party. Party orders were strictly adhered to, and whatever differences existed, they were resolved amicably and in the ruling party's closet. Unfortunately, since the turn of 2015, ZANU-PF's traditional protocol and procedures have changed with a lot of gossiping, backbiting, and public chastisement being the order of the day. Indeed, the party is undoing its legacy built over the years. While our people may be persuaded to take what is going on in ZANU-PF as internal political matters in that party, the truth remains that ZANU-PF's conduct and behavior as a ruling party has a direct impact on the lives of every citizen. Hence, all of us, regardless of political affiliation, are affected by the party's manner of doing business. From a security point of view, we cannot ignore the experiences of countries such as Somalia, the Democratic Republic of Congo, Central African Republic, and many others in our region, where minor political differences degenerate into serious conflict that has decimated the social, political, and economic security of ordinary people. Section 212 of the Constitution of Zimbabwe mandates the Zimbabwe Defense Forces to protect Zimbabwe, its people, its national security and interests, and its territorial integrity, and to uphold this constitution. Among other security threats that are coming out of what is obtaining as ZANU-PF are the reckless utterances by politicians denigrating the military, which are causing despondence within the rank and file. Further, we note with concern the attempts by some politicians to drive a wedge between the security services for their own selfish interests. This is unacceptable. We take great exception to this behavior. There is only one Commander-in-Chief, His Excellency the President, Head of State and Government, and Commander-in-Chief of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces, Comrade Robert Gabriel Mugabe.
Of course, that there was General Chiwenga addressing the press at KG6 barracks in Harare today. Again.
Yeah, loka tukuluma ke General Chiwenga, limzwile silu ya kulumu uti kulabanya vanta sile pila ngamanga. Kuba njale ZANU-PF. Ngako uta kutokuzisi konoko, kwenzu uti lizwe le Zimbabwe li ngani alisebenzi ngafanelo. So uti kia zondisa sibili, lokuti ngani kulinywa kubi ngamasocha, kwenzu uta masocha kube lokutoze, lokutize. So uti haibandu. Kuna kufela kufuna gani. So asuka zike plesu mkutu kuyanga blok. Sikezo kuti kuyafika gani.
I think we have our first guest. That is Mr. Lloyd Msipa in London. We are still trying to connect with him on Skype. We'll try to do that. I'm told There's a bit of a problem, but we'll try to get in touch with Mr. Msipa. And for those of you who are just joining us, good evening, and this is Studio 7 Live Talk. We are talking about developing political events in Zimbabwe, with General Chiwenga making remarks that have shocked many, because previously the army has been known to allegedly threaten members of the opposition, and saying that people like Mr. Tsvangirai, that is what the late General Zvinavashe once said, that he will not be able to rule Zimbabwe because he does not have the Liberation War credentials. Of course, that was roundly condemned by many people. And the army, especially General Chiwenga, he has been engaged in a war of words, especially with Higher Education Minister Jonathan Moyo. And of course, his name was also dragged by the First Lady as having been the one who actually misled the war veterans into believing that President Robert Mugabe himself had handpicked Chris Mutsangwa to be the chairperson of the war veterans. And of course, Gibbs, it appears the political temperatures are on the rise.
Yes, Blessing, and there are some people that we talked to previously on other programs. You know, they were saying some of them are actually appreciating that Constantine Chiwenga is coming out and saying a lot of issues there. And, you know, by virtue of what is happening in Zimbabwe, some people are saying, you know, they're angry over the whole thing. So if ever even the army wants to take over, so be it, according to people that we talk to. And then what is very clear is that we've got maybe Tim Lacoste at work, according to some people that we're talking to. And Generation 40 is right now in charge. So as it is in charge, is bound to have this kind of other effects, you know, like having Tim Lacoste still struggling to come out in the open and say things. But with what the general is saying, this is the first time we must test that. The first time that the army has made a direct attack on the government. So, as you know, that the army is supposed to be in the barracks. But this time they're out of the barracks, they've said it. And this is the commander of the Zimbabwe Defense Forces. But we don't know what is going to happen. You know?
Of course, like we always try to do, we did call Information Minister Simon Kaimoyo, who is also ZANU-PF spokesperson, and he said he was not aware that there was such a press conference. And if indeed there was one, he said we should go and ask or go and seek our comment from the president's office. I think, Gibbs, we now have Mr. Lloyd Msipa. Mr. Msipa?
Blessing, how are you?
I'm doing great. How is the UK?
The UK is getting cold, my brother.
Thank you so much for joining us.
Kwakutonora,
same as here. Gives you.
Yes, so what is your take on what is going on in Zimbabwe, Mr. Msipa?
Basically, I think the script is being followed. We got a statement from the Vice President last week. And in it, it explicitly said that what the next few weeks, what's going to happen. You see, we've got a country that has basically been radicalized by the expulsion of the Vice President. And that has affected everybody, every institution, even the citizen on the ground has been affected. So the political temperatures have gone up. The generals have spoken out. They've simply said, look, if this thing is not sorted out, we are stepping in. What that effectively means is that they have actually dared the president. They've dared G40. They've said, look, you cannot have a situation where you pick and choose who goes to Congress next year. I mean, later on this year. We need to go as a ZANU-PF, whether Wamnangagwa, whether all the other elements that have been expelled, should compete fairly. That way, there's stability in the country. And the so-called counter-revolutionaries we're talking about, these are people who have not been in the war. They have literally taken over the party. And everybody who's associated with what the preamble says, the national constitution says, the respect of all the people who fought in the war has been done away with. So effectively, as citizens, as Zimbabwe, the first thing we've done is that we've disrespected the constitution when we expelled everybody that had something to do with the war of liberation, starting with Maimo Jury coming all the way down.
Thank you so much, Lloyd. Please do stay on the line. And we want to acknowledge those on our Facebook Live page. We have Justin Mudzamiri Masawi. Arukuti, dai zvana kao mnyika yedu tatambura veduwe. Philip Sibanda. Are going to play his audio again. We'll try, Philip, if we have time. But, of course, it will be on all our Facebook pages. And there is also James Nyamukora. He says, it's said, Victor Mantla, are going to ndiripo vanodzoka kababa vedu vamunangagwa. Munyamukanya, are going to chitova nezevamwe. Charles Ndlovu, are going to watching from Harare. Thank you so much. Victor, are going to call me Sylvester Taruvinga. Thomas Mutangiri, Varuti, please call us. Maska Manuani, Arguti, he has been told off by Moyo Grace and the President. Sylvester Taruinga, Arguti, Visai Marujata Uyo. Philip Chaona Munemo Shamba, Arguti, watching from Zambia. And Amaya Ru, Arguti, when the military was declaring they could not save one who never went to war, they indirectly usurped power. Remember what the late General Zhinawashe is alleged to have said. I think that's what Amaya is referring to there.
Now, back to you, Mr. Msipa. What is going to happen to General Chiwenga? This is sort of like a declaration that I'm going to topple you, Mr. President.
Well, the cards are on the table, and my likely thought is that President Mugabe may be influenced to try and fire General Chiwenga. And I think General Chiwenga knows that. That is why he had all those other guys around him. See, any attempt to do that, that might be the precursor to real change, you know, like the Lesotho situation, where the army will come in, will step in. Remember in his press briefing, he said, we will need to step in to restore order. So if Mugabe responds to this in a way that is not a political process, the army will step in. See, I do not think that General Chiwenga was actually bluffing when he made that statement, because the instability in ZANU-PF has affected everybody within and outside Zimbabwe. So my thought is that President Mugabe will be influenced by those who have captured him to try and get rid of General Chiwenga, but that will not happen.
But General Chiwenga made it clear that he still respects Mr. Mugabe, saying there's only one center of power, though I think some might infer that he was also attacking openly the G40 team.
Read between the lines. When he said that there's only one commander in chief, what he meant is that the instruction should be coming from President Mugabe, not from those who have captured him, including those who are destroying the party from within. So the army is convinced that what has been happening in the last few days, the expulsion of the vice president and the long list that of purging that was supposed to take place, is not President Mugabe's doing. They think that there are other people who are playing commander-in-chief. So the instruction has to come from President Mugabe, and it must show that it is his instruction, not an instruction from Dr. Amai or anybody else. So read between the lines. It's a very explicit instruction. If at any point there's suspicion that this instruction on any attempts to fire him has got other influences, remember it is public knowledge that President Mugabe is 93 years old. At 93, he's got the mind of a 3-year-old child. Everybody knows that. If you can also, they behave like a 3-year-old. So everybody knows President Mugabe is an old man. There is no way he's got clarity to a point of saying, I'm getting rid of A, B, C, D. He's been told.
But Mr. Yeah. Msipa, I think he was voted. Many people actually voted for him. You go to his rallies, I think many people still support him. And, you know, some might argue that he might be 93, but he's still very much in charge.
Not at all. Yes, he was voted in. But remember, even the National Constitution does provide that should a president fail to discharge his duties, he can be subject to what to be asked to step down. In this particular instance, I think President Mugabe is incapacitated, he is not able to discharge his duties impartially on his own. There are other people who are actually doing his work for him. There is actually information in the public domain that Dr. Amai is actually signing documents that are meant to be signed by the president himself. So we're looking at a president that has been captured, a president that has not got a mind of his own, incapacitated, so he needs to stand down in terms of the Constitution, despite the fact that he was voted in. So there are provisions within the Constitution that makes it possible for citizens to say, look, you are not able to do your job anymore. Please stand down and let's find somebody else who's able to do it.
Thank you so much. I will come back to you, Mr. Msipa. I think we have our second guest. That is Mr. Douglas Mahia. Mr. Mahia, good evening.
Good evening. How are you?
We are doing great. And thanks for joining us.
Yes.
We also have Dr. Dumiso Dabengwa, the president of ZAPU and former ZIPRA military supremo. Dr. Dabengwa, good evening.
Yeah, good evening.
Thank you so much. Maybe let's start with you, Dr. Dabengwa, before we go to Mr. Mahia. What is your take on these remarks by General Chiwenga?
Well, the remarks by Chiwenga are very welcome, although they come late, but it's better late than never. Some of us saw this as early as 2008, and when we tried to persuade him not to participate in the 2008 elections, everything was manipulated at that Congress, and he still remained in power. I can only say that colleagues in ZANU-PF who refused to back the move that we're taking are the ones to blame. When we put in Makoni to actually challenge that that seat, the candidature of the vice president in 2007, at the Congress in 2007, we didn't get the support, and they went on to confirm him as the candidate. And it's been going on and on. And that's why I say it's welcome that the army has finally decided to step in and ensure that somebody who can come in with clarity and be able to take Zimbabwe out of the quagmire that it is in just now.
But, Dr. Dabengwa, are there no dangers that the army may actually stage a coup?
I think I said it myself that if nothing changes, the people are disgruntled. I mean, the army is disgruntled. We had the other day the chief of staff of the army saying the uniforms are torn, the state cannot afford to buy them uniforms, and they've got patches. And the food, the rations, have been cut down. So the army is absolutely in a dire state. On the other hand, the whole population, the people, have got problems. They queue every day for $20 the whole day. At the banks, at times they're told, no, it's not there. Come back tomorrow. Now, everybody is really disgruntled with the state of affairs in the country. And this is why I say that when this happens, you cannot blame the army if it decides to take over and stop the rot that is going on.
Mm-hmm.
But, But I did say that if they are level-headed enough, they will do so in a very decent manner and make sure that no lives are lost in the process and that there is no violence.
Alo, mama hiya?
Alo. Ndipo mukadini.
Aiwa tiripo. Asi mama hiya kana vechuto vakupindira. Munyadzo zvematongerwe nyika hakusi kuchikora bumbirire mitemo here uye hazvizopedzisira zvaita kuti nyika itonyanya kupinda muna taisireva here. Panga gadziriswa sei apa? Imbofamba pamuri wa mahiya foni yenyu haisi kunzwika zvakanaka.
Hallo.
Ee, taura henyu.
Ami kana ichitaura, munoda kuziva kuti section yandaitungamirira inini, detachment yandaitungamirirwa nenini vamwe akawanda, actually transformed themselves into a national army. So the revolutionary duty, the revolutionary understanding, the revolutionary agreement that at a certain stage of the revolution, such things are going to happen, because when you interpret the revolutionary principles, they will tell you and give you political position over the period, over a very long period, depending on who are participating. So really, we knew they are fulfilling a revolutionary duty. Vachiwenga and others are simply doing what they should do, what was known, what was planned before anybody else came into, even before the president himself came into Mozambique, that had been established, that had been agreed upon.
Interesting. Regaiti mbotora wa tereri tina mkoma maka makadi yiku South Africa. Wa maka?
Hello?
Makadi.
Network yaka shata nasi.
Ya, network yaka shata zakana. Tiripo. Wa maka, taura iti nzuko funguwa zenye.
Inini semaonero angu kuti vachiwengwa vapindire zvavo vataure zvavanenge vachitaura paningirini apa pane zviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Iwo semunhu akarwa hondo vanorwadziwa bhozi tovabvisa kuti mukuru wemauto. But vari kutaurawo vakamirirawo semunhu akarwa hondo nezviri kuitika muZANU PF. Handifungi kuti chero nevakatisiya vemuhondo vacho vakatisiya vakarwa hondo vangafara nezviri kuitika muZimbabwe. Izvezvizvi since from 2014 pakatanga kupindira mudzimai wenyika muZANU PF hapana kana chinhu chiri kurongwa muZANU PF kana any development iri kurongwa muZANU PF rather chinongoitika marallies ese ari kuitwa muZimbabwe. Mai Mugabe vanobuda vachingopopota parali yega yega hapana chinhu chiri kumbonzi toda kuzoronga zvakati tarisa izvizvi kumanzou vanhu vari kudzingirirwa pavakange vavaka vanonunurwa nani kana iwo mukuru tobvoti vachivengwa semuhovheti vasingatauriwo kuti vanhu ava ndovatakarwira hondo ava patokwe mukosi apa vanhu havana kubhadharirwa mari dzavo dzokuti vatamise pavanga vari saka vachanunurwa nani vanhu vacho ivavavo vachiwengwa vatiratidzawo hedu kuti kunonoka kurekita hakusi kurega vanga vatinonokei asi hakusi kurega tinotofarawo kana vachinge vachitosumudzawo musoro bhozi vana vezimbabwe tatsikirirwa taneta tatsikirirwa tanyura saka vakuru vakati mvura bvongodzi ndokuti idini igarane zvakanaka kana isina kubvongodzwa haigarani saka zviri kuitika muZANU PF zvese izvi ita saizvezvi vasara vacho vari kuita zvinhu zvese zvii havasisiro hadifungi kuti mahovhesi chao chaiwo ndo asara muhuvingiri muZANU PF vese vakadzingwa vangatitokuti mahovhesi hatinoziva izvii saka taatishaiwa kuti anoti angatimirira angatisunungurawo ndiani pari zvino bhozi iye zvinezvi kana ivo vamugabe chaivo kuti vataure havasi kutombokwanisa kutaura ari kungokwanisa kutaura mudzimai wenyika mudzimai wemutungamiriri wenyika.
Aiwa, vamhaka tinotenda zvikuru regai titore vamwe vateereri.
Zvakanaka.
Tinotenda zvikuru. Essentially what mhaka is saying is that he welcomes the remarks by General Chiwenga. He says he is representing the little man. Gibbs.
Me and you, eh? Now, let's get to Babu Spando. Sekunga lapha ke uthe simfonele samfonela. Baba Spando, kunjani?
Ngiyaphila baba.
Ibizo mbani Spando?
Mina nguClemens Sibanda.
Oh yebo, dala sakugcina kuso sisile 1 year.
Ngiyangizonda.
Hayi, sikuzonda kangaka, ngoso nyamalala. Ungathi ngodabala. Yebo, ungathi ngalokho.
Yeah. Yeah, okwakuqala ngithanda ukubeka sobala ukuthi into le enziwa uGeneral Chiwenga, in my view, it is it. Why is it njalo? Not definitely, I'm not a member of ZANU-PF, I'm not supporting ZANU-PF. But lapha ngikhuluma ama-facts, i-role emele idlalwe isidlalo ngu-commander of the army. Ngoba eZimbabwe kulo chief commander ongu-president weZimbabwe. Ngakho nxa ukhomanda we-army ese-overrider u-chief commander, namona zali-treason leyo. Okwesibili, ngithi mina, into le yenzeka le kuMnangagwa yenzakala ngo-2014. And bonaba abantu abaseleyo ngama-asebenzanini abantu be-democracy khathesi, kuxotshwa uMjuru, kuharaswa uJoyce Mjuru, yibo ababephambili. Umbuzo omkhulu khathesi kuyini osokwenzakele osokwenze babona khathesi ukuthi khona izinto lezi ngadlunganga ngoba uJoyce Mjuru laye is combated two waye ngu-vice president. Kungakho-ke indaba bengathathanga esimila nasingenistand against okwakusenzakala konke lokhu yizinto zephathi ezanu-PF. It's not a government thing. So yinti mina uChiwenga mbona njani upresident nxa kumele asebenzise amandla akhe kumele ambophi afake ejele ngoba i-treason le yenzileyo. Lapha silandela i-constitution asilandela into yezani i-treason le ayenzileyo ngoba he cannot make a remark ngoba kwakuqala yena isupport ba political. Kungakho-ke he cannot override u-commander in chief of the armed forces.
Hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu.
Kungakho ngisithi mina ngikusithi mina uChiwenga bala ama double standards omthanga yibo ababe ku forefront kuhumilate uJoyce Mjuru esase ku president eku office engakaxoxi yibo ababe ku nasingeni ngase sikhuluma ngethi abantu baba ku abstract kwakungumbuzo ukuthi khona sithi thina uJoyce Mjuru wathini di qualify thini di deserve i protection leyo asebe khuluma ngayo khathesi ngakho ngithi mina uGeneral Chiwenga kafakwe ejele.
Hayi uJayele siyakuzwa kakhulu mnumzana Sibanda ungathina kusasa eh. Yeah, that was Mr. Clement Spanda. Basically, he's saying this guy has committed treason. He's supposed to be behind bars, period. So, because his argument is that when Mrs. Mjuru was pushed out, these guys never stood for her. Why are they standing for Mr. Mnangagwa right now? Meaning that this is a ZANU-PF thing and it should be contained within ZANU-PF and not in the barracks, no. Army barracks is supposed to be another thing altogether. So, he says, by the way, the army guys are supposed to be a political. Why is this guy dabbling in politics? So the best place for him, behind bars. Yeah.
Interesting. I think we have a question for everybody. Starting with Mr. Msipa. Mr. Msipa?
It's interesting. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes. It's interesting what he says. Yes, President Mugabe is his chief. That's his boss. But as I said earlier on, is that what is happening is here that the army, the general, is actually protecting Mugabe from himself. Mugabe is a captured president. He is not making decisions by himself.
But so, do we have evidence to that effect, Mr. Msipa, or you are just politic kicking? I think no, Mr. Mugabe, this is...
Look at
those,
the pattern.
Those who have worked with him will tell you that this is what he has always been doing. He has been, it's not starting now. Joyce Mujuru was sidelined. That was 2014. He had clashes with Tekere. You go back to the Liberation War. That's what he has always been doing.
So the laws of nature dictate that at age 93, if even you look at all scientific books, they'll tell you at 93, even your mind is not longer in a position to make decisions such as that. There are jokes that go around that that say Mgabano Vunza Duko Mnangagwa Aripi, you know, when he chased him the other day, or Mujuru Aripi, and so on. It is a fact, because the person.
Hello, Mr. Msipa?
I think he's diving upside down, right?
Connection there. Let's try. We'll try to connect with him. Maybe let's go.
Let's go to Mr. Tabengwa. Mr. Tabengwa, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm calling him fan.
Yeah, what in time is into lapa mfunu chela bantu sivili kuti wena umbono wako lapa uchiwenga kakomitanga loko kutuwa itrizin hini. Itrizin uyayazi baku fakichele wena ungu wako watuwa ukomiti itrizin. So, akubachele sivi chelu zuri kwa lapo baba Tabengwa.
Niti mina
mm-hmm.
uchiwenga noma engomunye walabo ababe msegela u president
mm-hmm.
abanye betu sisola inhlanganiso sithe sithi siyayi zama ukuthi sikhuze ukuthi iparty ingaki khubele phambili ngendlela enje ku-Congress ka-2007 basidlala igame yagcina isiyi-conference instead of being an elective Congress. Yikho thina abanye sahle saphuma khonapho ngama-elections ka-2008 sathi kungcono sifake somebody who can be able at least azame ukuthi athathe isikhundla lesiyana wehlula
mhm
bamvotela abantu engazi ukuthi bavotela uhlupho
mhm
it's been going on kwaba le crisis ngezin dollar uintroduces mali leziyana abantu baluza yonke imali ababelayo
mm-hmm.
namhlanje the same thing is happening ibond ayisozise abantu indawo kuyagcina kufanana imali zabo zithathwa futhi abantu bepapa besiya kubo Singapore khona almost every month for attention
kodwa lokho okwe treason ke baba Titi okwe treason ke ka committee treason ndoda lo
ngithe mina there comes a time uma ngize kuhle bahambile bamtshela bathi hayi lokho eselikwenza akuqondanga ngokuzwa kwami bahambe bamtshela bathi akume lokho uma sokwehlule ukuthi bakumise mina ngake ngibafake icala bafana laba lapha besenza into yabo yes
hayi siyakuzwa kakhulu Titi ubambe khonapho ungayikatshana. So he says, you know, as far as he has heard what Chalan Chiwenga did, they went to discuss this issue with the president.
Mm-hmm.
And afterwards, they told him, you know what, don't do this again. Mm-hmm. So he says he won't blame these youngsters if they stage a coup, you know, mm-hmm. because they've already told him. So he didn't want to say he has committed treason.
Mm-hmm.
But he was saying, you know, he has been warned. Mm-hmm. So if you are warned, and then something happens. I don't know what to call that.
Mm-hmm. Do we still have Mr. Msipa? Mr. Msipa?
I agree completely with Dr. Tabengwa.
Mm-hmm.
And he is one of those that fought in the war of liberation. So you realize when they were fighting the Ian Smith regime, they were actually breaking laws that Smith had enacted. I think they were called terrorists at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a time when the interest of the people becomes bigger than any law that would have enacted. And
but
I think
Mr.
we are there now.
Mr. Msipa, I mean, is that not what people fought for. Is that not up to the people, not General Chiwenga? I think the time for coups in Africa is past gone.
I think, as General Chiwenga said, the army is the custodian of the politics in the country.
Mm-hmm.
The instability has got to a point where it is affecting everybody, including the citizen that you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
So when people are suffering, as Dr. Dabengwa said, people are going to Messina, to South Africa to buy stuff, Dubai, and so on.
Mm-hmm.
Things are that bad.
Mm-hmm.
So as custodians of that revolution, as custodians of Zimbabwe, because remember, this institution called the army is not there because somebody put it there. It's the people of Zimbabwe. It's the amalgamation of...
Who voted for the generals?
Sorry?
Who voted for them?
The citizen by
No. They are political appointees, right?
Let me explain. By voting for a political party, it's a political process. Other institutions are built in the voting process.
Mm-hmm.
When you voted in, for example, President Mugabe, you say to him, build an army for us, build the police for us. So these institutions are a product of a voting process. So the army as an institution is the custodian of that vote. So when the vote starts to mean nothing to a people, it is up to the army to correct that situation. And I'm in complete agreement with General Chiwenga in that regard.
But the question is, Mr. Msipa, is the army stepping in to protect the people or to protect fellow war veterans who are being kicked out by Mr. Mugabe?
No, the army is coming in to protect the people. It is not protecting the war veterans. The war veterans, yes, they might benefit in the process, but the point is the custodians of the revolution. Because remember, the army themselves, the generals themselves, are war veterans.
Mm.
So they are the custodians of the revolution. Nothing, no laws, no... See, there's a time when an unjust law becomes no law at all. So you cannot say treason.
Mr. Msipa, is there no contradiction in that? In 2008, it is the same army that left the barracks to defend Mr. Mugabe and people could not vote, and it's the same army that is now saying that they want to protect democracy.
I'm not saying mistakes have not been made in the past. Dr. Dabengwa referred to that. He said it's better late than never. Mistakes were made in the past. But let's move on. Let's move away from that. We are here now. What are we doing now? What is the... You say, we are here now. The people are suffering. The army has taken a position, and this is where we are now. If they do proceed to take the country by force, create any sort of situation, so be it. The people of Zimbabwe need to move away from the suffering there. Look, we are living abroad. We would rather be home. There are a lot of people who are living outside the country who would rather be in Zimbabwe. But they cannot be in Zimbabwe because of this very thing that the country has been captured by a few people who have literally impoverished the rest of the nation, impoverished the citizens. We need to go back to basics. An unjust law is no law at all.
Thank you. We'll come back to you, Mr. Msipa. Regarding when they come to Terry, it's Namkoma Elias. Magadim Koma Elias. Aiwa, and the report is from Gwazi.
Mkoma Zulu, inini ndinga fambirane nezvambotaura nava Swanda. Muona nyaya iripo nevakoma nezvataura mukoma ava ndi Chiwenga. Nemutemo weZimbabwe chaiyo kana kuti vachiri kushandisa. Itizi. Asi nenyaya kuti Tojoka kutoti nemunyaya yavo yavakuita ivo kuzvakwa kwavari vana Chiwenga nana uyu wokufa uyu akateverwa vazinavasha. They came out on national television vechisupporta president zviri pachena kuti zvaari kuita iye kuita crash maopposition ndizvo zviri nani. Saka nhasi president semupresident iyeye adzinga mumwe munhu anove mai mujuru aive komanda aive aisevenza navazina vasha achisevenza navachiwenga havana kutaura Nangagwa waze on forefront kudzinga mai mujuru kuti ivo vawane position iyaiya yavadzingwa nhasi adzingwa Mnangagwa ava vakubuda futi vaakusaiti Which means these guys, Iwo Pachavo, Avana Said, Avas, whichever of the defender. One of the Iwo, my interest, Ahatara Uti, one less unpeerful. Waguda Uti Bachiji, Bachita, my interest. Iwo Vanachuanga, Nova Witamas, my interest, Avo, which is in Zufambe, Nesai, the Ravo, don't Ramagumbe, Zufai to Quavo, Zino, Zino, Duana Ivo. Nebuchi has this what Zimam Nangako. Iwo Vaniba Uda Utichi, Waguda Utimuk. Njuru uya uya kafa nishina sanunga mkazakaka ziwa awana utawura nasa utawura aita akuna munu taba buda uyu national television kutimnangu uyu atitugu mwana tuangirai ee hivyo saka tinga taro utaru kudefenda wanu utaru wanivamo venyu papu utaru kudefenda nika he's not defending in the country aku defenda o zwake zine zwaita zwai zwaguronga na mnangako zwabano zivana pacharo kuti zwakati zwakati ndiyaloziwa ndio zvanga kuita ipapo ari kutokoza chaos iye munyika iye muchazviona ngatifambe itione achakoza chaos I'm sorry ndio zvandati itaura
tinotenda zvikuru mukoma Elias
yes
yet there from Elias is saying he supports what Sibanda said that this is a treason and he's saying that he's surprised that all of a sudden the generals are saying they want to defend the country when they've been threatening other democratic forces.
Yeah, before we go to Mr. Ngwenya, there's because PK Nkomo who says Mr. Spanda is right 100%. Then Langenhle Ncube writes, the constitution of this country is not being followed, so let everything be done as per Chiwenga. And then Mugabe is a detector. Now the goalposts have changed. Then I've got Shepard Dlamini who says, the army really protecting people? That's a very big question mark. And that we've suffered since independence. Musanya Peravan. And then Tabani Ngwenya says, fall me in right now. What is see Ngwenya? Baba Ngwenya, kunjani?
Kube.
Iye nyapila Ngwenya, Ngutabani?
Yebo, imba.
Akucho ke mfokas chela. Ubona janu Tabani?
No, lapa kune problem, lapa tubera. Izvere Zimbabwe divere njerona seri zvere mukotini nje sekuinto ematuneni masipeyi zvano ngokwayo vere yadonse ndizvere weindawo masibabhekile labana abantu eParliament lapana abantu laba baga ma groups masibabhekile baya yabona laba bantu bavikelana so kuti kutinto umuntu obakade bembhekile kuti angeka zatintwe so kuxotsha kwamnangako lapati namasipeyi yabona ukuthi umgabe laphana sokuyindlela kumbe kwakuyisivumelana babesenze le emuva ukuthi manje ngendlela abayenza ngakhona kungavalwa ngokuthi kuvikelwa i-constitution kumbe kuvikelwa abantu bezimbabwe lana kuvikelwa i-individual yomuntu kuvikelwa umuntu oyi-one la abantu abavikelana bahamba bevikelana kanje so ayikho into eyenzekalayo kudlalwa ngabantu lapho bantu baseriyasi eZimbabwe bahluteka bona babhizi bafuna ukudla imali kuphela bafuna ukuzidlela into imali yombuso imali yabantu bathatha imali zama-taxpayers bazizela laphana so akula nto ekhulunywayo lapha ebalulekileyo la abantu laba bavele bona bakuqoqa bakuhlanganisa bebodwa ukuthi akekho omunye umuntu ongabusa eZimbabwe bona uma besaphila so kusho ukuthi ukuphuma kwamnangagwa laphana kube tusile lapho ukuthi into ade bengayilindelanga so manje sokuzima sokusalayo mathi babhekile bona bodwa laba abantu sebezasebenzisa ibutho lezimbabwe ukuthi baseze izidingo zabo bazenzele intando yabo kanti ibutho ngelelizwa silo labo ibutho livikela izimbabwe kalivikele umuntu oyedwa ibutho umsebenzi walo ngelokuvikela izida ezivele ukugudluzini izwe so le nto eyenziwa laphana kuzani masibhekile lapha kudlalwa ngabantu kudlalwa nje i-draft akula lutho lapha kudlalwa nje i-draft edlalwayo le ayisizi ngalutho
siyabonga
igemu liyana igemu liyana kutho ukuthi ngendlela nje sibuka ngakhona vele bona laphana abafisi ukuthi omunye umuntu abuse kumele bafele khona laphana so baeeleaso izindaba ezinje zahlala zivela kuphela ukuthi ma kumele ukuthi kuphume omunye kubo ezveni baze zingani babavikela ilizwe kodwa bevikela umuntu oyedwa
awuboni ke sitshela
indaba kamnanga kwayisizi ngalutho vele laba bantu vele bahlulekile.
Yeah, thank you Stella. Sibongile Stella, sibongile kakhulu ngwenya ungathina kusasa nomzana.
Yabo.
Yeah, so he says, you know, these ZANU-PF games are all about playing with people's minds. There's nothing else, you know, that people can think of. But he says the danger is using the army for political purposes. He says that's a big danger. Sibona silo baba futhi lapha ke oseBotswana. I think uhasla lo. Sawubona baba.
Eh, linjani?
Ngiyaphila kanjani eBotswana?
No, it's gone.
Ibizombane?
Mina nguhasla.
Oh, hasla, akutsho baba. Ukuthi ukubona njani
okhonoko. Okay, what is happening is not even for our interest. If you listen to what Dongo said, my Dongo, she said, you know, the fight between the crocodiles does not make the river safe for us to cross. Yes, when, like, you know, some commentators have said, when Mujuri was thrown out of the party, they didn't step up. You know, so at the end of the day, we're asking what revolution are they protecting? Is it for the people? Because the people in 2008, we spoke and we said we want new leadership. But because it didn't allow them to stay on the feeding trough, they didn't. In fact, they stepped out and crushed us. And the same has happened. The man who was going to keep them at the feeding trough has been thrown out of ZANU-PF. And this is why they even went on to talk about what's supposed to happen at a ZANU-PF Congress, which is not a national interest. Okay, whatever is happening in ZANU-PF is affecting people. But for the army to direct what happens at an MDC Congress, at a ZANU-PF Congress, well, that's out of step. Which means they are very much interested parties in the politics of ZANU-PF and who is going to be controlling the feeding trough.
Thank you so much, Mr. Hasla, and always come back. I know that you come back here even tomorrow. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Yes, okay. Siyabonga. So you had it.
Dr. Dabengwa? Dr. Dabengwa?
Ndalele.
But in terms of democracy, should the army step in like they are doing? It's not the first time, of course. Is this not setting a dangerous precedent?
Look, I have not, in termina, I am not speaking in terms of supporting a coup. What I mean, Timina, the way things are going in the country, the people who are dying out of neglect in Abani's bedlela gazila luto. Ngalandisile ngalonke and say about the suffering of the people. Lizele chona. But bazazela abantu bona. Come to the elections, bahamba bayiholiswa amaphakethi erayisi. Babuye bamvotele bambisele. Umuntu obenza ucuko lunje. Kubuya ama election arikwa. Labo sebevotile khona pha. There are two ways in a democracy. I mean, there is one way in a democracy. Ukhupha umuntu. You hold free and fair elections. And let the people choose what they want. But akula into enjalo eZimbabwe. So, all I have said, when people take the step that they take, particularly after discussing it with the leadership, ezanu president yenangwakhe, and things don't change, and I don't see them change. Abantu bengakhali ngomnye umuntu because kuyahlala ulokhu kunjalo. There will be no change in that country. They are already saying my elections are next year. I said, results ziyaziwa. So kabahlaleke benjalo bengakhali ngomuntu. I-democracy isho ukuthi kulandele izinto zonke. Uma yena lo osesihlalweni umphathi abantu abayibona abaphatheyo engalandeli i-constitution eyakhulunywa ngabantu, kwakhulunywa ngezinto ezifana labo devolution of power, akwenzakali. Kwakhulunywa ngokuthi kumele kube lama-election reforms. Siyahamba kuma-elections next year, there are no reforms.
Mm-hmm.
So ngithi mina abantu lapha sebethatha inyathela elifana lalena lezo ungeke wabasola.
Mm-hmm.
La kubona okwenzakalayo e-North Africa, part of it was because of these things ezenzakalayo.
Mm-hmm.
Ngithi khona pha uma lifuna kube lobudlwamudlwamu kungenwe kuluthwe ezitolo kutshayane enye faction le then you have total chaos.
Hayi, siyakuzwa
ikonte mina. Uma majahala sebehambile bakhuluma lo ndoda ukuthi ndoda sibone ngathi izinto lezi ezisenzakalayo azisancedi lizwe ngitho, uthile ukuthi bavumelene. Uthile ukuthi bavumelene. Uyokuso.
Hayi, siyakuzwa titi. Sizabuya back to you. So all what he's saying is that you know, all this is coming to what Chiwenga said because of the way the country is being ruled, you know. He says if you look at the democratic processes in the country, they're not too sound. So that's why certain coups always happen in some North African countries because of such situations. He says you are not, he doesn't want to appear as if he's supporting this kind of thing. But he says what alternative is there? Yeah,
especially if elections are being rigged allegedly. Mr. Msipa.
Hello, blessing.
Yes, but Mr. Mugabe, I think he still enjoys a lot of support, right, from his fellow African leaders from South Africa, Mozambique, Angola, and the like.
It is not support, it is respect. He is respected as an elder statesman. And that is about it. There's a difference between being respected for being the oldest African leader in the region and being supported on what you do at home. At home, the people's lifestyle speaks for, you know, for itself. President Mugabe has impoverished the Zimbabwean nation. The people of Zimbabwe deserve better. And as Dr. Dumiso Dabengwa said, it is not possible to hold free and fair elections because everything has been institutionalized to have a certain outcome. So what General Chiwenga's effort is likely to achieve is maybe the Lesotho situation where you reset the whole environment, we go back to basics. Because as we speak now, the elections next year are pre-rigged because the chiefs have been given vehicles, they've been given money, the BVR registration exercise is being done by one side. So effectively, the election process is not going to deliver the people's aspirations. That is where General Chiwenga is coming from. The democratization process has to start now by the army stepping in and taking everybody back to basics so that everybody goes to the, represents themselves to the people of Zimbabwe and says, look, this is who I am. At this point in time, people are using mealie-mealie, bage, and other incentives to get votes. Let's go back to basics. Let's go back to 1980s.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Mr. Msipa. Unfortunately, We have run out of time. Thank you so much, Mr. Lloyd Musipa, a lawyer based in the UK. Dr. Dumiso Dabengwa, ZAPU leader. We heard just briefly Mr. Douglas Maia, spokesperson of the War Veterans. Thanks to our viewers, our callers, our listeners, and of course our brilliant crew behind the scenes, our engineers and producer. Signing off, this is yours truly, Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube saying bye-bye.